escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchor Man. David Ballarato. Got a few showers moving through the area, but this is not the much larger area that's going to be coming midday. That's out near Columbus, Ohio right now, pushing in this direction. That said, going to the pool has been kind of off and on. I got a lot of notifications. The pools are closed now because of the thunderstorms and back and forth, but the pools are open for the summer, a new month in July, big holiday ahead. And joining us, Press Secretary for Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Ganey, Olga George. Olga, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, we're watching the rains, and for safety's sake, when it rains like this and thunder like this, we do have to keep the pools closed.
Yeah, I know. It's been challenging in that regard. But also, I know that people are excited that the pools are open when they are. But there is an issue where you have a new chaperone policy. Is this just at one pool, or is this for all of Pittsburgh's city pools?
Right now, we have it at two pools, and that's Ormsby Pool and Highland Park Pool. And we evaluate what's going on regarding those who have problems following the rules and regulations that we have in place for safety. And if things change, we will change the rules again, you know, to make sure everyone is able to be safe at the pools.
Yeah, and I know that it's tempting for parents just to drop the kids off, you know, especially the young teens who aren't of age without supervision, assuming that they would be. So how does this work? Walk us through this chaperone policy.
Well, it's for pool guests ages 15 and under, and they must be accompanied by an adult 21 years or older. The chaperones will be required to show identification as proof of age. And again, it's only happening at Highland Park Pool and Ormsby Pool. And for the rest of the summer, we are going to be evaluating it to see if that changes. Students, the young people coming in are able to follow the rules and regulations and keep themselves and others around them safe, then we won't have to impose that new rule.
How many city pools do you have open this summer?
This summer we have 16 pools open. And as you realize, we only have two with those rules. So most of the individuals going to the other pools are following those rules and regulations.
All right, Olga. Anything else?
Nope. We want everyone to enjoy the summer. Right now we have the rain coming in, but it's okay because we do need some cool, and we can never disappoint the water. But everyone stay safe out there.
All right. Olga George, Press Secretary to Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Ganey. Thank you. And tomorrow, by the way, should be a much better day for the pool.
we hope. You never know with Mother Nature.
You never know. Thank you. Sunshine in 84 tomorrow, but we are going to get some more rain. Aaron, I'm looking at this radar and you're seeing a pretty large area of showers headed our way from the west, it's been a little annoying, let's be honest. This constant, I guess Sunday was the only single dry day we had, it seemed like almost for the entire month of June.
Yeah, and I think we were spoiled last summer, like genuinely spoiled, where, I mean, that was the most beautiful, rainless, super hot summer ever. But even those that don't love like the scorching heat, we couldn't even complain because it was just so beautiful. So I think getting a summer like this afterward, we're just kind of like, oh, right, we live in Pittsburgh. Forgot about that.
Yeah, that's what happens in the summer. Yeah, yet last summer, I think we had our sunniest summer of the year. This is after the cloudiest January last year.
So you know,
they do actually measure that.
Right.
So it was the cloudiest January in 2024. Then we ended up with the sunniest summer in memory. And now we're getting this constant. This is what happens sometimes in Florida where they have long dry periods. And then in the summer, they get a buildup. They have these afternoon showers. They come and go. That's kind of what's going on now.
Back and forth.
All right. Other stories that are getting big interest right now is the suspect in the Idaho college murders
has
surprisingly agreed to a plea deal. This has a lot of people upset and some people saying this will expedite putting this story and giving these families some type of closure, or will it? The story of Brian Kohlberger from CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
A stunning twist in the Idaho college murder case. Just weeks before Brian Kohlberger was to stand trial in the murders of four University of Idaho students, comes word he's agreed to change his plea from not guilty to guilty. The victims' loved ones are now reacting to the shocking developments. As CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us, while one family is furious, another is relieved that they don't have to relive the tragedy.
I think it's justice when you don't have to torture families that have been already through the most horrific thing they could ever imagine.
Just weeks before his trial was slated to begin, Brian Kohlberger appears to have been offered a plea deal. The attorney for the family of Kaylee Gonzalez, one of four University of Idaho students killed in the 2022 stabbing attack, tells us the family has received a letter from prosecutors outlining a proposed plea deal. The Gonzalez family has since confirmed those details directly with our team. Kohlberger faces four counts of first-degree murder. The deal appears to remove the death penalty in exchange for four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. The Gonzalez family condemned the deal, writing on Facebook, quote, "We are beyond furious at the state of Idaho. They have failed us. Please give us some time. This was very unexpected." Prosecutors allege Kohlberger used a military-style K-bar knife to carry out the killings of the four University of Idaho students in their off-campus apartment in November 2022. His defense team has maintained his innocence, pointing instead to a number of alternative perpetrators, though in a major setback, a judge ruled the evidence provided by the defense wasn't enough to present to a jury.
We get to just think about the rest of our lives and have to try and figure out how to do it without Maddie and without the rest of the kids. She's the best person.
Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And we do expect the possibility of another ruling in another case. And this is John Diddy Combs, apparently one of the jurors, and it went back to the judge. They said the jury, Aaron, said that they were having trouble with one of the jurors who didn't want to follow the rules. So that may complicate the possibility of getting some type of verdict in that case. And we'll keep you posted here on the Big K Morning Show. Time we check in with another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today we welcome Dr. Sanjeev Jethmalani, who is pulmonary disease expert, sleep medicine, at Independence Health System's La Trobe Hospital. And you can see the good doctor on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, or our new KDK Radio YouTube page. We got all that going on, Doc. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Larry.
That said, I've been really looking forward to talking to you because Sleep issues are so prominent, as you know, around the region. You talk to anybody, it doesn't seem like too many people ever get a good night's sleep. Let's start there. What is the baseline, doctor? What is a good night's sleep for an individual? I know it varies somewhat, but give us some idea.
Sure, absolutely, Larry. So as you know, sleep is extremely vital to life, basically. And we all need physical and mental relaxation, and it's very vital to our daytime function. It's kind of interesting if you look around and look at the data, one out of five, or at least 20% of people don't sleep well. So it's very important that we pay attention to sleep and restore our sleep if our sleep is disturbed.
And there's so many factors. Obviously, physiologically, there are the anxieties that come with normal and everyday life. There are time periods where those anxieties are much higher. So when somebody comes to you and says, I'm having trouble sleeping, I assume you put them through a sleep test to kind of see where they are mentally while they're sleeping, if they're sleeping well.
Sure. So what we do is initially, before we put them to any test, we take a comprehensive sort of an overview of what their sleep patterns are like. So we bring them to our clinic. We have a comprehensive discussion with them about their sleep and their sleep patterns and try to figure out what may be the underlying problem. So for example, the common sleep disorders that we see in our clinic is insomnia, which is lack of sleep, and sleep disorder breathing, which is like commonly known as sleep apnea. So once we know which direction...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are going into... Then we can get into the sleep test if we think that they have sleep apnea, or restore their sleep by talking about their sleep hygiene and some of the other things that we can do to improve their sleep patterns.
I did a sleep test. It's been about 20 years now, doctor. And I remember going in and they put all these electrodes all over my head while telling me, just pretend you're at a hotel.
Yes.
And then... I was watching TV, and it happened to be in the summer, so the Pirates game was on. They went into extra innings, and then there was a story about people who lost all their money when they won the lottery, and I think I had more anxiety just because of that. Is that the way you do it now? I mean, has it advanced much in 20 years?
Absolutely. So you're not alone. A lot of people have anxiety, and of course you are in a unfamiliar environment, so it's totally understandable that people don't sleep well. But even despite that, we can get a good sleep data to know if they're having a serious disorder like a sleep apnea. We do have home sleep studies now, as you may or may not know, where basically people take a device at home and in their own environment, we study them, and we can then do an interpretation whether they have a serious sleep disorder or not. So we do have some other ways of making a diagnosis rather than going to that cumbersome sleep lab. Now, there may be some patients who may have some other medical disorders where we have to diagnose them and study them in a sleep lab.
And that said, then when you diagnose where the patient is and set that bar, we hear about the CPAP machines, obviously are very common. Are there other things that can be done short of using the full mask?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, as you know, that CPAP is the gold standard for treating sleep apnea because that's an easy thing to do. It basically, you have to get used to it, but a lot of people, if they have a good sleep and they feel really good next day, they will use it. And I have a lot of patients who would say that they would never go without using a CPAP any night. Having said that, if for some reason patients are not able to use CPAP for whatever reasons, whether they are claustrophobic or other issues, we have some other alternatives. So, okay, behavioral therapy where, you know, the weight loss and the relaxation and all that, that's helpful. But we have some other modalities such as oral airway device that a dentist can customize it. That might work for some people. And then now we have a new technology in the last several years. You might have heard of it. It's called Inspire, which is basically a device that goes under the skin. And then it innervates a nerve, which keeps the airway open. So there are some alternatives, not in everybody, but it can be discussed.
And so important, obviously, the better night's sleep, it sets your day up. But there are some obvious things that we know anecdotally, doctor, that we shouldn't do, like caffeine, lots of caffeine or alcohol, or try to get a good night's sleep, and overeating.
Absolutely. So it's so important to have sleep, what we call as sleep hygiene in our practice. Basically, you maintain your regular bedtime, your rise time should be about the same, so that the brain is trained to be conducive to sleep. Other than that, you want to make your room cool and dark and quiet, so that and don't take electronics and TV and all that, because that obviously disrupts the sleep.
Yes, these devices we call smartphones aren't so smart when it comes to distracting us, and really you load yourself up with a lot of anxieties if you what they call doom scroll before you're trying to get to sleep. So separate yourself from that. Great information this morning, doctor. I highly recommend the Center for Sleep and Breathing Disorders, Independence Health System, La Trobe Hospital, and Dr. Sanjeev Jethmalani. Thank you for the time, Doc.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Larry.
I'm sleeping better already.
There you go.
All right. You too. Take care. Brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. Yeah, a lot of people have sleep issues, and it is a challenge. Duran. Aaron, ever since we had Dr. Jethmalani on talking about sleep, I'm thinking about a nap.
I bet you are.
Everybody's just getting up. How about the farmers, though? They get up. They get up early with us. And the farmers finally got a little bit of good news from the state. The Pennsylvania Agriculture Grants are going to help our local farmers. And joining us is Craig Marburger, the famous Marburger family in Evans City. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
This is a generational thing for your family. I know the Marburgers. How many families over the years? You've got quite a crew.
Yes, my great-great-grandfather started the business. My grandfather was involved, my dad, and now I am. And I have some nephews that'll be involved with the business.
That's fantastic. Your great-great-grandfather, you said?
Yes.
What would that put us in? What date? What time period?
Oh, it was the early 1900s, late 1800s, yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, thanks for jumping on with us. You know, so many times the stresses of modern farming we hear about, and you're living it each and every day, but how is this grant program going to help you guys?
We're happy the USDA is teaming up with us to help build a stronger market for our farmers to ship milk to. And we also ship products all over the East Coast. So this grant will help build a 2,400 square foot storage area for packaging, ingredients, and pallets, and also cool our bottling floor where we bottle our products.
And you still are out there delivering milk each and every day, right?
Yep. We have it. We're delivering to all the schools, hospitals, stores in western Pennsylvania, and then we ship buttermilk all over the East Coast.
And what time you typically get up, Craig?
It can vary. Sometimes it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, sleeping in on us,
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You get up at 3.
Well, yeah.
That's really...
But I'm here till later to make sure it all gets done.
I'm sure you do. That said, I want people to understand, when it comes to milk prices, that's not your choice, is it?
No, the state regulates the minimum price going into a store and out of the store, and the federal government regulates what the farmers are paid.
That somehow doesn't seem very American for a free market.
But it's very complicated.
Yeah, it is to figure out for us.
Especially when the price varies by how the milk is used. And
how does that work? How do they know what the milk is used to? The milk is used to drink, isn't it?
By which plant it goes to. If it goes to cheese or powdered milk or other dessert products, it's all different classifications.
Well, in this case, you're finally getting a little good news. How much will this help you?
It's a $200,000 grant to help with these two different projects.
And how critical is that? Those projects for you?
These projects are very, very critical because they're part of our food safety program requirements that are always being added on by the certification bodies.
And that's the USDA, right?
Well, this is different. This is for the larger corporations. They have a food safety certification process.
And how much milk do you put out every day?
We're running about 110,000 gallons a week.
Well, I remember the old days, Craig, when we had the delivery. We had a little container in front of our front door. And in the summer, the milk guy would come and put ice on top. And as a real treat, once in a while, we get a glass of that chocolate milk. You still make chocolate milk these days?
Yes, we sell a lot of chocolate milk.
That's good stuff.
And we still have some home delivery left.
Really?
A couple, yes.
No, I didn't know that.
Just in the local area.
Well, congratulations on this, and appreciate what you guys do. The great Marburger family, well-known in the region, and keep it going.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
All right, Craig, thanks. How about that? Great-great-grandfather started this, Aaron. It's pretty special. The people that do what they do, I mean...
Yeah, I love family legacy like that. It's amazing.
So Pennsylvania grants this $21 million to 77 farms and food manufacturers. As you heard Craig say, they'll benefit from $200,000, which will help them do what they do more efficiently and better.
Right.
And they are so much stress on farmers. The other thing I wanted to make sure we got out was that they don't set the prices.
Right.
People need to understand the farmers don't set the prices. It's kind of backwards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In a free capitalist society, free market, they're regulated by the state and the feds. And then they decide what the farmers get paid, which seems backwards to me.
Yeah, all based on demand. It's very interesting.
How about, our elected officials, how about they get up and milk the cows?
I mean, truly.
Do it.
Because they're getting up. way before the sun rises.
And working a lot harder, trust me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.